Welcome to the Harvard Healthcast. From Harvard School of Public Health, I'm Elaine Grant. I spoke with John McDonough, director of the Center for Public Health Leadership, about the Supreme Court's 5-4 decision upholding the Affordable Care Act. McDonough, one of the architects of Massachusetts health reform law, has been working on universal coverage since 1985. He had been prepared to have the court overturn the law. Sitting in his office on the day of the decision at the end of June, McDonough was visibly relieved about the outcome.
The decision today could have gone very badly. We could have had the whole law thrown out by a 5-4 vote. God bless Chief Justice John Roberts. And we still have serious challenges ahead. The most serious challenge ahead is November 6, 2012. It's no secret if Mitt Romney becomes president, if Republicans take the U.S. Senate and continue to hold the House, they will move very early next year to repeal the major portions of the law using the congressional budget reconciliation process. So they'll only need 51 votes in the Senate. So the challenges are not over. One of the difficulties in trying to advance a big reform agenda is that the people trying to move and achieve the reform have to win every single battle, and the opponents only have to win once. So the opponents could have won just once today, and it would have been over. We win today, and we win today, and we stand to face another challenge down the road, the next one being November 6, 2012. So it is hardly over. I think to some extent this process has been a great education for the public. It's given people a chance to think about, talk about the law in terms of what it means. I think a lot more people are aware of the benefits of the law. And we live to continue to move forward in terms of trying to fix our badly dysfunctional healthcare system. There are some reasons to pay attention to the details of this in terms of how it might affect Medicaid policy going forward in the future. Essentially, what the court said was that if a state refuses to do the Medicaid expansion, then the federal government cannot withhold all of its Medicaid funds. I don't believe that the Obama administration was ever significantly contemplating that anyway. The states that would not move forward tend to be the more conservative red states who almost invariably have much higher rates of uninsurance, particularly among lower income people. In Texas, for example, 1 out of 3 adults has no health insurance. And a massive number of those people will be eligible for coverage through the Medicaid expansion, not through the private health insurance. So this is very significant. I would predict, because the economic benefits to a state of that expansion are so significant, that at the end of the day, and maybe not by 2014, but certainly only a few years after that, that all states will be part of this expansion. Remember, you know, Medicaid was established in 1965 in the law that Lyndon Johnson signed, and it was and remains voluntary for states. So not all states joined at once. In fact, Arizona did not join the Medicaid system until 1981. So what we may look at is a slower evolution of the Medicaid expansion, but frankly, the economic benefits to a state to bringing that amount of federal dollars in to cover that number of lower income people, and by the way, for the first 3 years, for the first 3 years of the expansion, 2014, 15, and 16, the federal government picks up 100% of the costs. And between 2017 and 2019, the federal share drops to 90 cents on the dollar. That is a staggeringly generous advantage to states. And I would predict in the longer term that any governor and legislature that refuses to move forward to provide this kind of health security to such a large number of those people will be doing so at their political peril.
That was John McDonough, professor of the practice of public health in the Department of Health Policy and Management at Harvard School of Public Health. You can keep up with his insights about the Affordable Care Act by reading his blog on Boston.com, Health Stew, and by visiting our website, www.hsph.harvard.edu. From Harvard HealthCast, I'm Elaine Grant. Thanks for listening.